It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome, everybody, to this Whiskey Quickie. And today, we're taking a look at something from Logstill Distillery, which is something very, very new on a part of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail out of Bardstown and Gethsemane, Kentucky. And we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But a little bit about the history on this one, from what I could gather, is that Dance are known for their 100-proof bottled and bond bourbon. And so they wanted to start off with their traditional Dance family 100-proof product. Now, the name Monk's Road, we were talking a little bit before we started recording here, and Ryan has a little bit more of a history to it because I had no idea that there were actually a bunch of monks that were living in Kentucky.
Yeah, so in New Hope, Kentucky, there's a I don't know what you call it. It's called Gethsemane, but a monk, what do you call a place where monks live?
You know what's funny? We went to
sanctuary,
a
sanctuary, I don't know.
Well, something. we went to a restaurant in Cincinnati this past weekend. And it was all about Belgian beers. And of course, there's monasteries, right? So that's where the name was. But I kept calling them monkeries. So yeah, I was using the word monkery, but they're monasteries.
Anyways, there's a famous monastery there at Gethsemane. Thomas Merton was a really famous monk that was there, wrote a lot of great books, a lot of history there. I've been there as a kid. We packed up bourbon balls for Christmas gifts to do charity work. But
at the monastery?
But yeah, at the monastery.
Oh, wow. You know.
But yeah, Wally Dan's trying to revive New Hope. It's a nice rural town that's in the southern part of Nelson County. And so he's putting a lot of money into the community and trying to revive that area.
I know Wally Dan has done a lot because I've seen what they're doing. They have a huge amphitheater where they have a lot of big bands coming in, a lot of huge names and stuff like that, almost like every Friday and every other Saturday or something like that. So really kind of cool that they're building up the portfolio around that area too.
Yeah, it's awesome. My family's from Howardstown, which is like 10 minutes south of it. And it's pretty cool to see something that close that is attracting people and getting people to the area because it's a beautiful area. A lot of nice rolling knobs and hills. It's quintessential Central Kentucky.
And we've talked about before about how you were from Bardstown and nobody gave a crap about bourbon growing up, but now everybody wants to be all about it.
Heck yeah.
So here's some other details about this one. Of course, it is a Kentucky 6-year bourbon. It is 125 entry proof, but 100 proof in the bottle. The mash bill is 75% corn, 21% rye, and 4% malted barley. And this is Series 01, barrel number 23, and has a price tag of $80.
All right. Well, let's see.
Let's dive in. I think that's probably the most history we've done on a bottle before we started.
I know. That's so much for Whiskey Quickie.
All right, so on the nose here.
Huh. Let's get like a banana, nut bread kind of smell.
I like the nut breads there, and the banana bread too. And I'm trying to figure out what that is. I mean, there's just like a definitely like a... I mean, it's not grain forward, but there is like a grainy texture or just like a corn texture to it.
Yeah, there's some like ripe bananas, kind of more like a ripe banana for me, ripe banana, and then that nut bread, sugary nut bread kind of flavor. So
I agree with the sugary nut bread. So on to the taste here. Oh, there's a good sweetness there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could fool me if you just melted some brown sugar and made a simple syrup and that's what I drink. It tastes like a brown sugar simple syrup right off the bat.
I thought the taste is way different than nose. Like, they really surprised me. This is fantastic.
Yeah, there's some... I just can't get... The brown sugar is the prominent note for me. And then it... That's really... It's just a real nice, sweet, sugary bourbon.
Totally. Totally agree. Like I said, the nose and the taste were completely different for me. Like, I got some of that banana bread, but then when you taste it, it was like this fruit explosion, completely different. So,
yep.
And then even at 100 proof, I thought it definitely, it didn't sit flat. I mean, it still had a lot of complexity still building up on it. So,
yep.
Let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Sideways. There was, you know, that green banana float note, nut bread. I'd like the nut bread, but like you talked about, that you might thought were grainy, green banana, that it just kind of was, it's okay for me.
Somewhere in the middle of the road there.
Yep.
All right. And the taste.
Thumbs up. I really liked it. I love brown sugar. I love sweet bourbons. This one hits that for me.
Totally agree. And on the finish.
Thumbs up. I really like it. There's a nice spiciness to it. There's that sweet, sugary note still going on. Yeah, it's perfectly balanced.
And it kind of hits the lower threshold of what we like in a finish is about 100 proof.
Yep.
And I think it delivers at that proof as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things still sitting on my palate where I can just let it mingle and marinate and not have to go back so quickly to see what's going on.
For sure.
Yep.
All right, well, that's our review of Monk's Road coming from Log Still Distillery. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.